I love to pray with my eyes closed. Blocks out a huge number of distractions and can help me focus. Sometimes here in the liturgy, I pray with my eyes closed. But then in the liturgy, it's also important to learn to pray with our eyes open. That way we see the people with whom we're growing in communion with. And we can see the signs and the symbols that communicate our faith. And we can participate in them more fully. One of those big liturgical signs that we use here at the Mass are processions. Processions are about moving us as a community deeper into the holy. If we want to grow in holiness, then in the liturgy, we need to pray with the procession, which is praying with the church, walking with the church, moving with the church toward the holy. The Catholic Church loves processions because they get us out of being stuck in one place, and they make us move as a body, the body of Christ. When there are processions in the liturgy, I think we need to pray with our eyes open, participating in them as much as possible, whether physically or symbolically. Processions are a key aspect of that full, conscious, active participation. In the gospel today, the people had been processing to the synagogue week after week without ever getting any closer to holiness. And to some extent, it seems like almost the opposite, because they were tolerating in their midst a man possessed by a demonic spirit. They weren't getting closer to holiness. They were letting an evil spirit get closer to them. Until they let Jesus be a part of that procession. With him as the goal of their procession, finally the evil was cast out from their midst. Is Jesus the goal of our processions here at Mass? How about our processing outside of Mass? At first sight, a procession like the entrance procession might seem like merely a very practical matter. You know, the celebrant and the ministers have to get from the sacristy up here to the sanctuary. Also, the communion procession. You have to get from your chair to the communion ministers in normal times if you want to share in that high point of the Mass. And yet a procession in the liturgy is never merely a practical matter. It has great spiritual value when it's understood, and when what we do exteriorly awakens us interiorly. So on the first level, the movement from the door of the church through the midst of the community towards the altar underlines the prayer that we want to direct as a community toward God. Instead of just walking from the sacristy up here to my chair, we form a procession, which adds solemnity and emotional power to that movement, as well as to our singing in that entrance hymn. What's more, a procession reminds us that we're a pilgrim people. We're pilgrims on the way through this life, moving toward the Lord in heaven. In that way, it can be a reminder that our sojourn here on earth is not stable and permanent, but transitory. It's intended for another and greater end, a more blessed life. In the Bible, there are many processions. The first reading today from Deuteronomy describes Moses after he has led the Jews in a great procession, their exodus from slavery in Egypt, through the Red Sea, through the desert, to the Promised Land. And just before they enter the Promised Land, we hear Moses promising them that God will raise up an even greater prophet than Moses, who will not simply lead them to an earthly country, but lead them into obedience of the heart, and so into heaven. In the New Testament, there's only one procession that's described there, and that's the one on Palm Sunday, when Jesus came into the holy city His Palm Sunday procession ultimately led him straight to the cross. It was a movement to the greatest act of redemption, of redemptive love the world has ever known. The most glorious procession, of course, is the ascension, where the Lord processes to the right hand of the Father in heaven. Now, likewise, our processions should lead us out of slavery to sin toward the redemption of the cross and ultimately to the glory in heaven. All of these processions, biblical and liturgical, are a movement away from evil and closer to God. So in the Mass, there are five processions. There's the entrance procession, the gospel procession, the offertory, the communion, and the recessional. Now, three of those processions, the entrance, the offertory, and the communion, culminate in a prayer. The entrance procession culminates in the collect by the priest at the chair there that collects all of our individual prayers into the prayer of the church. The offertory procession culminates after the preparation of the altar at the altar there where the priest prays that we may all offer a worthy sacrifice here. And the communion procession culminates in the prayer after communion where the priest prays that our sacrifice and communion may be effective in our lives. Now, two of those five processions are done by representatives on your behalf. In a sense, everyone processes into church, but then the ministers do so more solemnly to begin the celebration. The offertory procession involves two representatives bringing up the gifts of the whole assembly to be offered by the priest at the altar. When the offertory, the gift bearers are making their way up, it's a great reminder. Have I given my offering in this Mass? The gospel procession is done on behalf of Christ, with servers normally holding candles and the priest holding the book of the Gospels. We process to the ambo so that Christ may proclaim his word to us. The other two processions involve all of you. The communion procession is kind of a hybrid, really, with Christ processing to us and we processing to him, in normal non-pandemic times at least. But isn't it beautiful to think of communion as that procession of Christ to us and we to him? He can't wait to be received by us. And then the final procession is all of us returning to the world, hopefully renewed once again to witness to our faith, nourished in holiness to face the challenges and the struggles that the world will throw at us. Nothing that we do in the liturgy is merely practical. It's always a window for us into the deeper mysteries of our faith, into the spiritual realities that one day we shall see face to face. The processions at Mass and in the Bible remind us that every moment in our lives should be a movement away from anxiety and toward pleasing God. Every step can be a step in virtue, a step in faith, hope, and love.